听力课堂，听 class.com。
It's time for Studio Classroom. My name is Steve.
Hi, everyone. I'm Hazel, and I'm happy to see you today.
Hazel, I have a question for you.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, what do you get when fantasy meets reality?
Let's see. Fantasy and reality. Fanality?
No.
A fantasy is something that you imagine. It's not real.
That's right. So, what do you get when fantasy meets something that is real?
Actually, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hazel, I'm talking about cosplay. Surely you've heard of cosplay.
No, I never have. What is cosplay?
Oh, okay. Friends, turn to page 20. And let's read all about cosplay. It's where fantasy meets reality.
Cosplay. I hope the lesson explains it better than Steve just did.
Hey.
The Art of Cosplay. Fantasy meets reality with cosplay. If you visit Tokyo's famous Harajuku district, you'll notice a distinct part of Japanese culture coming to life on its streets. That's because anime and manga fans literally bring their favorite characters to life through cosplay. Combining the words costume and play, cosplay is becoming an increasingly popular form of performance art. What exactly is cosplay? First, it involves cosplayers, people who participate in the art. Cosplayers buy or make an elaborate costume of their favorite animated or fantasy character and then dress up in it.
Hi, and thanks for joining us. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us on a day when we're talking about a trend that has grown in culture for the last several years. We're talking about the art of cosplay. Now, what is cosplay? Well, we'll talk about that here in a minute as we start our article. But first, our deck says that fantasy meets reality with cosplay. Now, fantasy is something that's involved with your imagination. Often in something that is fantasy, we're talking about a different world, a world that's fun to think about, that doesn't really exist.
So let's get started with today's article. It starts off by saying, if you visit Tokyo's famous Harajuku district, you'll notice a distinct part of Japanese culture coming to life on its streets. Maybe you have been to Japan, and maybe you have even visited this Harajuku district and seen all that goes on there. Now, a district is just an area, and the Harajuku district is a very famous area in Tokyo. It often has a lot of young people in this area and young people who are showing off new parts of Japanese culture.
Okay, and if our friends have been there, then maybe they have noticed this distinct part of Japanese culture that is represented there and that is coming to life on its streets. Now, if it's distinct, that means that it is obviously different. And because it's different and because of certain characteristics, you notice it as unique. You notice that it's different.
So if you ever get the chance to visit Japan and go to its Harajuku district, you might notice a distinct part of Japanese culture coming to life on its streets. Well, Liz is going to help us understand that phrase, coming to life, in Grammar on the Go, and then we'll be right back.
Hello, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about cosplay, so I'm here in Tokyo to check it out for myself. But before I do, here's today's grammar tip sentence. You'll notice a distinct part of Japanese culture coming to life on its streets. Our grammar tip will be focusing on the phrase coming to life. It's a very descriptive way of saying how something that is not alive or not moving seems to suddenly become alive and is starting to move around. In the case of today's sentence, the writer is talking about how anime and manga characters, which usually appear on TV, movies, and comic books, are suddenly appearing and walking around in our everyday world. This phrase, to come to life, is a great phrase to use when you want to talk about how something that isn't real seems to be alive. For example, a great sculptor can make his artwork look like they're coming to life. Or, computer-generated special effects have made extinct animals come to life on movie screens. This phrase, to come to life, can also be used to talk about how someone is waking up. For example, Henry doesn't come to life until he has had 2 cups of coffee. Or, after sleeping for 10 hours, Sarah is finally coming to life. If you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Tokyo, Japan. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So maybe you've been to the Harajuku district there in Tokyo, and maybe you've seen this distinct part of Japanese culture coming to life there. Well, that's because anime and manga fans literally bring their favorite characters to life through cosplay. Now, first of all, we probably need to talk about anime and manga. Maybe first of all, let's talk about manga. Chelsea, manga is stories and graphic novels, comic books that come from Japanese culture, right?
Right, and the artwork in these books are very distinct. They're very easily recognizable and noticed because of that Japanese style of artwork. And anime would be animated films using this very special type of Japanese artwork where the characters have very big eyes and maybe kind of larger heads. I'm sure you've seen it yourself. So this is what is coming to life on the streets of Japan in the Harajuku district, and its anime and manga fans are bringing their favorite characters to life through cosplay.
Okay, let's talk about that word cosplay. Our article says that the word cosplay combines the two words costume and play. Now, a costume is special clothing that you might wear in order to look like someone else. Maybe you're dressing up to look like another famous character from a movie or someone from history. I know Americans celebrate Halloween, and we always dress up in costumes around that holiday time.
So it's combining the words costume and play, and cosplay is becoming an increasingly popular form of performance art. Now, when we think of performance art, we often think of music or singing or maybe acting, any type of performance that's done for the public. And if it's becoming increasingly popular, that word increasingly means it's becoming more and more popular. So cosplay is becoming popular not only in Japan, but we'll find out around the world.
Right. If it's increasingly popular, then its popularity is growing bigger. It's increasing. Okay, well, what exactly is cosplay? Well, first, it involves cosplayers. And you'll notice ERS on the end of cosplay. That's the suffix that suggests that we're talking about people. So a cosplayer is a person who participates in the art, or in this particular performance art.
And in order to participate, cosplayers buy or make an elaborate costume of their favorite animated or fantasy character and then dress up in it. So if you make an elaborate costume, that means you're making a costume that has a lot of details. Maybe it's very fancy. And of course, their costume would look like a specific character. And then they get to dress up in that costume. They put it on and wear it.
Right. Now, if you dress up, usually you are wearing or you're putting on special clothing. So you can dress up in a costume, or if you dress up to go to a restaurant, you might put on very nice clothing. Well, we're going to take a break, but before we do, let's join Ken and Ashley in the chat room.
Hello, Lisa. The children are going to be so excited to see you. They're in the back waiting.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Ashley, why was that woman dressed like a butterfly?
She is our special guest today for children's story time. She's telling a story, and the children enjoy it more when she dresses up.
Dresses up? Ashley, can someone dress down?
Yes, they can. Why don't we go to Doris and hear her explain?
Okay.
When someone dresses down, they are wearing more casual clothes than they normally wear. Their clothes are informal. Casual or informal clothes describe more relaxed clothing like t-shirts, jeans, and sneakers. On the other hand, you would dress up for a job interview. But you would usually dress down if you were going shopping on the weekend.
Okay, I see the difference now. Ashley, isn't it true that you have to dress up for work?
Yes, but it depends on your job. Most workplaces have their own dress code. Some offices in America and Canada have Casual Friday. That means their boss allows them to dress down, but only on Friday. The rest of the week, they have to follow the dress code.
Ashley, you mentioned earlier that Lisa dresses up in costumes when she tells a story. I thought dressing up referred only to wearing fancy clothes for a special event like a wedding.
It refers to both occasions. When you dress up, you are either putting on formal clothes for a special occasion or putting on clothes to change your appearance for fun. For instance, people dress up in costumes for Halloween.
And people dress up when they go out to a nice fancy restaurant.
That's right.
Well, thanks for explaining the differences.
You're welcome.
今天的课文提到 cosplayers buy or make an elaborate costume of their favorite animated or fantasy characters and then dress up in it. Dress up 在这里表示精心打扮化妆。 在万圣节,小朋友也会 dress up in costumes, 化妆成不同的人物。Dress up也可以指穿上盛装或者穿着正式的服装,去面试最好是 dress up,让人家对你有好的印象。Dress up的相反就是 dress down,也就是穿上休闲的服装。上菜市场买菜,一般人不会 dress up,而是会 dress down。好,我们休息一下,稍后还有更精彩的空中英语教室。
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. Well, Hazel, now do you understand what cosplay is?
Yes, and it sounds like fun. I want to play.
Really? Well, you'll need to choose a character and find a costume.
Oh, that should be really easy. Let's see. I think I'll be a superhero.
Ah, superhero. That's a good choice.
Yeah, I want to wear a red cape. Or maybe a cowboy. I could wear a big hat.
A superhero or a cowboy?
Yeah. Hmm. Or maybe a detective. I can use a magnifying glass.
Well, Hazel, they're all good choices. But the fact is, you still have to choose one.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Well, everyone, while Hazel is thinking, let's continue our lesson. We are down on line 11.
Hey! I know.
The Art of Cosplay. But the fun doesn't stop there. In addition to looking like a character, cosplayers must also learn to imitate a character's personality, facial expressions, and behaviors. This accounts for the play in cosplay. Once cosplayers have perfected their character, they take their talents to the streets. On weekends in Japan, cosplayers can be found outdoors posing for pictures and checking out others' costumes. The goal is to win the approval of fellow cosplayers. If approval is won, a cosplayer may consider entering a costume contest.
Welcome back. We're here learning about this form of performance art known as cosplay and the people involved in it known as cosplayers. And we just learned that these cosplayers buy or make an elaborate costume and then they dress up in it. But the fun doesn't stop there. There is much more to cosplay. In addition to looking like a character, cosplayers must also learn to imitate a character's personality.
All right, now if you're imitating someone or if you're imitating some character's personality, then that means that you are acting like them. You are behaving in the same way that they do. And often you might find someone imitating someone else, and it sometimes is kind of funny. I usually laugh when my friend Daniel tries to imitate me.
He does a pretty good imitation of you, have to say. So these cosplayers not only dress up in costumes, but they learn how to imitate a fantasy character's personality. In addition to that, they learn how to imitate that character's facial expressions and behaviors. They basically become this character. And if they're imitating their behavior, that means they're imitating how that character acts. So the goal of cosplay is to become a fantasy character, to not only look like that character, but also to act like that character.
So it sounds like these cosplayers are imitating their characters in a very complete way. Well, this accounts for the play in cosplay. Now, if it accounts for this, then that means it helps explain the play in cosplay, or it helps make sense of that word. Now, here, if we're talking about the play in cosplay, what are we talking about, Chelsea?
Well, we're kind of talking about the idea that they are playing a character. They are becoming a character. So, remember, cosplay combines the words costume and play. So, the play part of this word is that they get to play a character. It's almost like they're acting as someone else. Now, once cosplayers have perfected their character, that means they've made it perfect. They take their talents to the streets. And if you take something to the streets, that means you take it outside so other people can see it. So now they look like their character, they're acting like their character, they have the personality of their character, and they go out onto the streets, in this case in the Harajuku district in Tokyo, for other people to see this fantasy character that has come to life.
They are making it public, putting it on display, taking it to the streets. On weekends in Japan, cosplayers can be found outdoors posing for pictures and checking out others' costumes. Now, if you're posing for a picture, that might mean that you are standing or you're putting yourself in a certain position to be ready for your picture to be taken. So often, when someone takes my picture, sometimes I will pose or I will prepare for them to take my picture.
Right. I think everybody does that. You've probably all had to pose for pictures before as well. So you can find these people outdoors posing for pictures and checking out others' costumes. Now, if you are checking something out, that means that you are looking at a person or looking at an object. Maybe you are examining it closely, and you might even go to a place because you are interested in seeing what is there. You want to check out something new. So I can just picture all of these cosplayers dressed up in their costumes, acting like these characters, checking each other out, looking at each other, and maybe even seeing whose is the best costume.
Yeah, this is a great word or phrasal verb to teach because, yeah, we check out a lot of different things. You might check out another cosplayer's costume, or you might check out a website, or you might check out this book that I'm reading and take a quick look at it to see what it's about. So we use that word in a lot of different contexts. Well, the goal of all of this cosplaying is to win the approval of fellow cosplayers. So we're winning the respect of other cosplayers, right?
That's right. And if approval is won, a cosplayer may consider entering a costume contest, which I think sounds like a great idea. After all, many of them have probably put many hours into making their elaborate costume and perfecting their character's personality and behaviors. And so, of course, if someone has a good outfit and a good personality and they have won the approval of fellow cosplayers, well, then they should enter a costume contest so even more people can see what they have created.
Certainly. That makes sense. I would enjoy the addition of some competition to this. It almost makes it a little bit more like a sport. But this is all fun, and we hope you've learned something today about this trend that's growing in the world called cosplay. Before we go, let's visit Michelle and see what she has to teach us in her language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 distinct 这个形容词。Distinct 是指明显的、清晰的或者是清楚的。例如 ,the distinct smell of the flower repels insects. 这种花独特的香味能驱赶蚊虫。或者是 ,there's a distinct parking area reserved for the VIP customers. 有一块特别的停车区是专门保留给 VIP 的客户的。Distinct 也指不同的。例如 ,the two writer styles are quite distinct from each other. 这两位作家写作的风格截然不同。接下来我们看的是 imitate 这个动词。imitate 是指模仿。例如 ,Patrick loves to imitate his big brother Frank. He talks and acts just like Frank does. Patrick 很喜欢模仿他哥哥 Frank, 他说话和举动都和 Frank 一模一样。或者是 The actress perfectly imitated a French accent in the movie. 这位女演员在电影中完美地模仿了法国的口音。最后我们看的是 check out 这个动词片语。check out 在这里是指看看、了解一下或者是试试看。例如 Did you check out my new bike? 你看过我的新脚踏车了吗？或者是 I heard the new restaurant is great. Do you want to check it out with me tonight?我听说这家新开的餐厅很棒，要不要今天晚上和我去试试看 ？And I guess that's all the time we have for today. Make sure you come back tomorrow. See you then.
The Art of Cosplay. Fantasy meets reality with cosplay. If you visit Tokyo's famous Harajuku district,you'll notice a distinct part of Japanese culture coming to life on its streets. That's because anime and manga fans literally bring their favorite characters to life through cosplay. Combining the words costume and play, cosplay is becoming an increasingly popular form of performance art. What exactly is cosplay? First, it involves cosplayers, people who participate in the art.Cosplayers buy or make an elaborate costume of their favorite animated or fantasy character and then dress up in it. But the fun doesn't stop there. In addition to looking like a character, cosplayers must also learn to imitate a character's personality, facial expressions, and behaviors. This accounts for the play in cosplay. Once cosplayers have perfected their character,They take their talents to the streets. On weekends in Japan, cosplayers can be found outdoors posing for pictures and checking out others' costumes. The goal is to win the approval of fellow cosplayers. If approval is won, a cosplayer may consider entering a costume contest.
Cairo Arrival. Chapter 33. Kate and her abductors had driven about an hour outside of the city into some remote village. They parked the car behind an abandoned farmhouse, dilapidated and inhabited by mice and men. Kate was thankful she had taken some basic Arabic when she arrived, so she could at least communicate with her kidnappers while also following a bit of their conversation. From the bits and phrases she could pick up, she ascertained they did not have Jenny's dad, which was very surprising to her.
Is Dr. Tsai here?
Who? No, Dr. Tsai?
Where is he?
What? How do we know?
You don't know? What did you do with him? Is he dead?
What? No, we never take... What are you talking about?
You don't have him? You didn't take him?
No. We know nothing. We take you? Many problems now. Very difficult. He's very angry now.
Dr. Tsai? Why is Dr. Tsai angry? About what?
No, woman. Not Dr. Tsai. Mr. Masri.
Who is Mr. Masri?
Mr. Masri!
Kate knew better than to push on this. She had been hearing the name Mr. Masri throughout their conversations. Apparently, this Mr. Masri, whoever he was angry, and these thugs were acting on his behalf. What this all had to do with Jenny and her dad, though, was totally confusing to her.
Friends, I'm glad you joined us today for our article about cosplay, where fantasy meets reality.
Hey, everyone, look at me. I'm a cosplayer.
Well, Hazel, what are you? Which character did you finally choose?
Well, I couldn't make up my mind, so I chose all three. I have a cape.
A superhero.
And a Western hat.
A cowboy.
And a magnifying glass.
Ah, a detective.
Yeah, fantasy and reality meet right here.
Yeah, especially fantasy. Well, friends, goodbye, and we'll see you next time here at Studio Classroom Worldwide.
Yes, to fantasy and beyond. Adios, amigos. Another mystery solved.
Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
See ya.
Oh, dear.